This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center in here. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle.
So you've got a lot of things going on right now. Let's talk about your event on Tuesday.
Tuesday the 8th. We are having our big debut of our newly remodeled veterinary clinic that we've been working on for just over a year.
Wow. So how much bigger is this?
The other space, I think, was probably maybe 100 square feet. It's like a large size closet. and this space is like probably about 250 or so, 250 square feet.
So what does this let you do with the additional space?
Well, our medical team can now like put their arms out to the side if they want to. We can fit more animals in there. We can do more surgeries per day. So it increases our surgical capacity from about 12 surgeries a day to we could do up to about 35 now. We also have our new x-ray machine in that space. So that's super exciting.
So a lot more capacity to do things you couldn't do before.
Correct. And now we just need another veterinarian to actually do them. But we have the ability to do it, and we are ready to go as soon as we find another part-time or full-time veterinarian to join our team.
Wow, that is a lot of surgeries in one day.
Our doctor is very amazing. She can do up to about 60 surgeries, spay-neuter surgeries in a day with the proper support team. And when we have two or three doctors in there, we can do up to 150 if we're just doing cats.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would be surprised at that number.
Yeah, it's a pretty big number. It's a really kind of efficient system that we have. We actually learned from a national organization called Animal Balance. They came in and taught our team, it was a year ago in May, taught our team how to do these big, high-scale, high-volume, high-quality clinics.
Wow, so that's going on. And I know you still have really got large number of animals that are there.
Yeah, our intake, Kyle, and that's part of the reason is that we're not able to offer this affordable and accessible spay and neuter right now, and that's what our community needs more than anything. So we're just really hoping to find that vet to be able to do it because our intake numbers continue to go up. Our cat intake is really just emergency at this point for animals who are injured and sick and have been abandoned. So we're working with law enforcement on a couple cases right now where we're going to be getting very large groups of cats in, so we unfortunately can't take people's cats at the moment. So that's really tough. Our dog numbers right now, our kennels, when we left yesterday, all of our kennels were full.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know you've got a lot of animals in foster care too.
We do. We have over 100 animals in foster care. So in total, we have over 300 animals, I think, in our care right now, which is basically at our max capacity. We can't really take too many more. We are always looking for more foster homes. We actually desperately need more dog foster homes, especially people who don't have any of their pets. So if you've recently lost a pet and you're looking to give back, this would be a great opportunity for you to take a dog that maybe couldn't be with other dogs. We always need kitten and cat fosters as well. So we definitely need our community more than ever right now.
So what's involved in the process if somebody wants to explore doing that?
Yeah, it's actually super easy. You just go on our website or you can give us a call and talk to Gray. She's our foster program manager. She's incredible. And you can foster for up to, you know, as long as you'd like to or even just a few days. We have a dog that's been in foster care since July. Gretchen has been waiting for her forever home for a really long time, but she's been safe and happy in a foster home in the meantime. It means a lot to the dogs, especially because they really don't enjoy being in the kennels. They like to be with people. They like to be in a home. So it makes a huge difference for them and their quality of life while they wait for a new home to be able to be in a foster. So really just going online or giving us a call and talking to Gray, we can pretty much make anything work. And we have all different sizes of dogs. We have cats, kittens. We give you all the supplies. We give you all the support you need. So we make it as easy as possible.
For the animals that are in the kennel, you must go through a lot of food a day.
We do, Kyle. We have so much food to feed all these pets. We really, really need dry dog and cat food right now. We prefer the Kirkland Maintenance in the purple bag for cats. We also can do Purina Pro. Anything that's got a veterinary stamp of approval on it. And for dogs, we can do pretty much any food. We try to avoid grain-free, actually, because it's too rich for them. So we try to avoid diarrhea at all costs. So those foods help us do that. But we've been missing out on a lot of the bigger... We used to get a lot of pallet donations from major national retailers, and those have kind of fallen off. So we're relying more on our community for donations of food to help feed our pets.
Wow. So anything else going on out there you want to touch on?
Well, we've got our Giving Tuesday coming up at the end of the month. We're doing also an event at the Wine Destination on Small Business Saturday. So that'll be a fun kitten adoption event. But yeah, just if you're thinking about adopting, now's a great time. Also, make sure you are microchipping and tagging your pets, because we're getting so many dogs in at the shelter that have no identification. It's so much easier if they have a tag or a microchip and we can just call the owners and they can come down and pick them up. We're not actually charging any fees right now for reclaiming your pets. So if you do have a lost pet, please come check the shelter. We're not going to charge you to take them home. We just want to get them home.
Well, and the microchip system, I mean, it's really a no-brainer in a lot of ways. And I know a few years ago we had one of our animals that got out and they're there, you know. And of course, they weren't found that far away.
Usually pets that are lost are within 5 blocks of their home. So if you find a pet also, please, 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 if you can, hang on to them for at least 20 or 48 hours. Statistically, they're much more likely to find their way home if they stay in their neighborhood as opposed to coming into the shelter.
All right, Megan Graham, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, and the event Tuesday, what time?
3 to 6. It's an open house. You just pop in. It won't take long. You can just come in and see our new vet clinic, our x-ray machine, and meet our medical team.
All right, thanks for coming in. 8:37 on the Morning Report.